Okay, so here's something we know. Breastfeeding has many health benefits for infants. But what we haven't been so sure about is whether breast milk can also help improve a kid's intelligence. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on a new study that casts some doubt on the idea that mother's milk can boost children's brain power.
For moms of newborn babies, breastfeeding can feel like a full-time job.
Oh my goodness, he's so hungry right now.
I met up with Julia Ring as she was out for a stroll with her 10-week-old daughter. And as she peeled off to find a place to feed, she says she's committed to breastfeeding.
It helps to improve her immune system, but also like it's good for the mom too.
Ring is spot on. There's evidence that breastfeeding can lower a mother's risk of breast cancer. And pediatrician Ellie Erickson of Duke University says there are lots of benefits for babies.
There is a strong body of evidence to support that breastfeeding is one of the healthiest things that we can do to support children's immune systems.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that babies be exclusively breastfed for about 6 months. But not all moms can do this. Sometimes it's an issue of milk supply or a medical condition.
There are a number of reasons why some women are unable to breastfeed.
So if a baby is not breastfed, is anything lost? A new study helps to answer that question, at least when it comes to kids' brain development. Researchers followed 8,000 children in Ireland starting at birth. And what they found is that by age 5, kids from similar backgrounds scored about the same on cognitive tests, regardless of whether they were breastfed. Study author Lisa Christine Girard said the breastfed kids scored a tad better on some standardized measures.
But yet, it wasn't significant. It wasn't big enough to show statistical significance.
Girard says her findings suggest that it's not breastfeeding on its own that boosts brain development. It's likely a whole range of other characteristics and habits that breastfeeding moms tend to share.
For example, mothers who breastfeed, they typically have higher levels of education. They're engaging in less risky prenatal behaviors. For example, they're not smoking during pregnancy.
And when she factored in those variables, the standalone effect of breast milk was greatly diminished. This new finding does not in any way alter the recommendation to breastfeed, but it does suggest that when it comes to shaping a kid's brain power, breastfeeding alone does not play a leading role. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.